When the small town of Troy, New Hampshire, received a gift of more than $800,000 from a former resident who died last year, it was supposed to be good news. But for this town tucked away in the southwest corner of the state, the money ended up dividing the community, with tensions boiling over at town meeting this month. Megan Foley is a reporter with the Keene Sentinel, and she's been following what's happened in Troy since the donation, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Megan, can you explain first how the town came into this money?
The town came into this money probably late summer, early fall last year. Former resident Elizabeth Giogiani had left in her will about $821,500 to the town, and the town had to go through kind of various checks and different avenues with the state, et cetera, to eventually be able to have a meeting to accept the money, which it did.
Yeah, now this is a town of just about 2,000 people, so that is a substantial windfall. It's a huge amount of money.
Yeah, that is. That is about half of the town's 2016 operating budget, which I believe was around $1.5 million.
What were the first signs there were problems in terms of how the money was being handled?
The selectmen, sometime during the fall after they had accepted the donation, had gotten word that the tax rate for the town was going to again be high this year. Troy has one of those unfortunate designations of having one of the highest tax rates in the state because of various factors. So with that in mind, the selectmen had then decided to spend some of the money on various cost items that either were currently in the budget or would have appeared in the budget in coming years, including paying off the lease of a police vehicle, purchasing equipment for the highway department. And they also allocated some funds toward different committees and groups in town that they normally pay through the budget process.
So were there outcries from residents who they just didn't want this money being used for that purpose? They wanted it to be used towards lowering the tax rate? I mean, what was the controversy?
The controversy initially stemmed, I think, from some concern if what was being done would actually lower the tax rate going forward. But the main piece was the discourse had a lot to do with many residents feeling they didn't get a proper say in how the selectmen had decided to spend some of the money, and they wanted to have that say, have that local control, so to speak. So that's where a lot of the angst and the upsetness of people came from.
And all this came to a head at Troy's town meeting earlier this month. What happened there?
Town meeting earlier this month, they had about 140 people attend, which is a fairly good turnout for the town. A lot of people came in with concerns about the selectmen's handling of the money, allegations that they misappropriated it, that they didn't follow state law, and how they made decisions on the money, which is still a fuzzy matter if they did or not. The selectmen continuously have denied they did any wrongdoing. There was some talk of maybe making a motion to force the remaining two selectmen who weren't up for election this year to resign. That didn't happen. I would say just a lot of mistrust among folks there, and a lot of it was shared, particularly aimed at the selectmen. There was one moment where a resident did stand up and speak out of turn, so to speak, but that was really the only incident that took place that involved the police making their presence known, but there were no arrests or anything like that.
So where do things stand now?
The money that was not spent by the selectmen has gone by vote of town meeting into a trust fund, which is being overseen by the trustees of trust funds in the town. I believe it's $544,000 that will be going into that account, or the account has room for. And from there, it's anyone's guess. There's definitely a division in the town with residents who stand by the selectmen and believe in what they did, and that what they did was for the better of the community. And there is also a group that believes what they did was, if not illegal, at the very least, it wasn't done morally. And that's where you're seeing the dividing line in the community, which has quieted down a bit since town meeting, but was very, very apparent going into it.
Megan Foley is a reporter for the Keene Sentinel. Thanks so much for the time.
No problem. Thanks.